Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Definitely not. They don't got it in them. They don't got the cojones like 50 Cent dude.
50 will take it beyond where anyone else will go. What's up? What's going on? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
You are now tuned in to another episode of DX Daily, your new favorite podcast, where we keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip-hop culture. Oh yeah, don't forget, it's brought to you by Hip Hop DX.
Period.
I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host, A-Dub.
And we're kicking off the weekend with beef and shade.
There's a lot of beef and shade going on. A lot of palm trees, a lot of stuff going on.
Right. Diddy wrote an open letter, and a lot of people are clapping back at him about it because he's arguing for the fair treatment of artists and creators. Meanwhile, some creators have gripes with Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Soulja Boy has some words for Tory Lanez and Joel Santana, and there was some sort of miscommunication going on there that we'll get into as well. You got DJ Khaled, who is selling some of his clothes from his wardrobe.
Okay, okay.
50 Cent is beefing with Snowfall actors. You got great show on great show beef happening. And then lastly, more updates on the condition of DMX in the hospital. So let's get down to it. Okay, so Diddy wrote an open letter to the public.
Yeah, you can check it out on Revolt's website, and he just penned an open letter to basically calling out white corporations for how they've been treating the black creators. So that was what his letter is about.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of, people are getting, he's getting backlash from it because we all know Diddy's story of, you know, how he treats his artist and how he does how he does on his label. So it's like, you're calling out white corporations for their treatment of black creators, which the message is true, but it's you saying it because it's like, yo, look at you, Diddy, because what you doing?
So yeah, people were bringing up about how Mace called Diddy out for not paying him or not giving him his masters and all of that. They talked about other artists Diddy previously had in the past. And I think some of those points are valid there, too. But let's not act like Diddy ain't put a whole bunch of people on since he brought Revolt now. Let's look at both sides of the coin. I'm not saying he did Mace right. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying he might have learned since then and been trying to atone for that ever since. But it's two sides of the coin. Like, we can acknowledge that, yes, Diddy was wrong for that, but that he also had some points that he made within the letter, you know?
Yeah, like, my only gripe with Diddy is just how he did Day 26, because that was my band.
Oh, man.
Everything, Superstar, all that stuff, you know, Brian Michael Cox, just what happened to Day 26?
We need the reunion. Some of them be on Clubhouse, too. We need that reunion. We need to get on Clubhouse, make a Day 26 appreciation room.
They should. We should, because I'm with that.
We might have to do that. But yeah, if you want to check out the full Diddy letter, you know, you can go browse it for yourself and let us know what you think. Was Diddy wrong or right for arguing this?
Yeah, because I would really love to know what everybody else thinks about it, because people are saying it's the kettle calling the pot black or...
All right, yeah. I definitely want to know how people feel about it, because we all know Diddy's past history with certain artists. But when we look at the present, I see a different picture of that. So I want to know what everybody thinks about that. Exactly. We definitely got to put that up on IG, like a poll or something. Now, on to a little rift. We were just talking about this guy yesterday, Soulja Boy, Big Draco. He had a few choice words for Tory Lanez and Joel Santana. What happened with them?
So I believe it all started with Joel Santana and Tory Lanez kind of getting on Soulja Boy, because Soulja Boy was claiming that he was the one who inspired rappers to wear BAPE.
Okay.
From a long time ago.
That's Soulja Boy is the one who inspired everybody to do everything.
Basically.
According to Big Draco, he inspired everyone to do everything. But continue. Yeah.
Right, he inspired dances, he inspired clothes. Like, we want to give Soulja Boy his credit that he be asking for.
So. Right.
But so once Soulja Boy got a rift of Juelz and Tory coming at him about starting BAPE, he came back on Twitter and said, you know, Juelz Santana T fell out his mouth. He better pipe down. Ooh.
What else did he say?
Soulja Boy also went at Tory Lanez and said, people will smack the hairline off Tory Lanez due to whole goofy shooting B words and ish cap A-N.
That's not funny.
It's not funny, but it's just Soulja Boy just really going in on these rappers like, yo, calm down.
He said Tory Lanez be shooting bees.
Yep.
Wow. I mean, it didn't sound like a lie. I'm not saying I wasn't there, but it sounded like facts were being spoken, as mean and rude as the facts were.
Right.
So what else did he say?
Well, that's really all he said for right now. And then I found like the tweets of why Soulja Boy even went at Juelz and Tory Lanez was from a post from Academics. Mm-hmm. He had put in the caption, is young Draco speaking facts or fiction about him being a reason that people started wearing BAPE? Juelz just put LOLOL. Oh. And then Tory Lanez was like, the video for Hustler Music when Wayne was running from the cops is what made me want to wear BAPE. So they didn't even really tag as Soulja Boy.
But you know, Big Draco be online seeing everything. Like,
Every single thing.
He saw our podcast, and I don't even know how he saw that. You feel me? So he be seeing everything online. Right. So yeah, of course he had to take his jabs after that. But I saw that he spoke to Tory Lanez on the phone.
Yeah, Soulja Boy with another tweet was like, he had just got off the phone with Tory Lanez, and we're good. It was just a misunderstanding. We all gang. So there it was.
Yeah, nah, you can't go from saying he be shooting women to now y'all gang. All right, I was on your side at first, Big Draco. Now I'm not.
Right, like pick a side. Come on now.
Okay, so we had some more beef brewing in the pot too. Like it's just back and forth all around. So 50 Cent was going at it with an actor from Snowfall. Now, the actor's name is DeAndre Bonds. He plays Scully on Snowfall. Mm-hmm. And he made an Instagram video basically doing, his best Suge Knight impression. Mm-hmm. Basically saying, if you don't want your executive producers all in the videos, you know, taking the shine from the actors. Matter of fact, I'll let you hear him say it.
Okay.
If you don't want the executive producers all in the movie scenes, all on the TV screen, trying to steal the shine from the actors. Come to Snowfall. Yeah, come on. You already know.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Shade was definitely being thrown. And, you know, people pit Power and Snowfall against each other all the time. Mm-hmm. We compare the two because they're just like two of the dramas that everybody watches on TV. So it's like people always put them both against each other and compare which one's better than the other. Mm-hmm. So of course the actors from Snowfall play into it a little bit. And until now, I haven't heard anybody from Power say anything. But of course 50 Cent got wind of this and he jumped in it. Okay.
Ooh, he was ready.
He said, every now and then I get a hater. Rolls eyeballs emoji. He said, note to self, never give this dude a job. F out of here. Green light gang. Mm.
50-50.
He said green light gang. He put the green light on him. That means, you know, other people going to jump in and roast on him.
Right.
And in the comments, 50 said, times must be really hard. Old boy look like he on the ish for real.
Ooh.
Talking about the snow and Snowfall, if you know what we mean.
Right.
Basically trying to say he looks like he's on drugs. Mm-hmm. And then you have Michael Rainey Jr., who plays Tariq on Power. He said, we all know why he loves Snowfall so much. Mm. Basically coming in and having 50 Cent back. So the whole back and forth was pretty funny. I wonder if anybody else from Snowfall is going to jump in and back up DeAndre, or what else is going to come of this.
Yeah, like where's Franklin? What he got to say?
Damson, where you at? Damson Idris, where you at? It gotta be like one of the side characters, because Omari Hardwick from Power, he didn't jump in on this one. So maybe we gotta get like one of the supporting characters to jump in.
Maybe they'll pop up and see. You know, take a stand.
But if you had to pick a side, like what side are you on? Are you on Power or are you on Snowfall?
I'm gonna go with Snowfall. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, like underdog situation. Like let's see what they can do. I'm going with Snowfall.
Going with Snowfall. See, yeah. Snowfall is my show. I love Snowfall. Everybody knows how much I love Snowfall. I've been I've put at least 20 people onto the show by now.
Right.
So people know how much I love Snowfall, but I feel like nobody on the cast of Snowfall is pettier than 50 Cent.
Oh,
is,
of course.
As a producer of power, like nobody can out petty 50 Cent. So I may have to put my money on Power just because they're not going to take it where 50 going to take it.
Nah, definitely not. They don't got it in them. They don't got the cojones like 50 Cent do.
50 will take it beyond where anyone else will go. Mm-hmm. So I'm leaning towards Power on that one. But as far as the actual show itself, mm-hmm. I'm going Snowfall.
All day.
Now, that's it. Now, let's talk about DJ Khaled real quick, because he's doing everything. He's producing. He's making an album. Mm-hmm. He's got shoes out. Yeah. Now he's selling clothes.
When you thought DJ Khaled was done and he couldn't think of anything else to do, he comes back.
With another one.
Another one. He has decided to partner up with the Poshmark app, which you know is the app that you can resell your clothes on. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be selling some of his famous wardrobe looks, and it's all for a good cause.
Okay. So what's it for?
He tweeted out, you know, Posh Love meets Fan Love. He's partnering with them alongside his queen, Nicole, mm-hmm. to bring you a Poshmark closet featuring his personal collection. And all the proceeds will give back to the We the Best Foundation.
We the best.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah. So he's selling his clothes to give money to his own charity. Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
I could dig it. Shoot. As long as the money is going to a good place, as long as We the Best is doing something good with the money, why not?
Yeah.
Or even if they're not. Even if Khaled just wanted to put the money in his pocket. It's his clothes.
Whatever you want to do with it. Like.
Do what you do, Khaled. I want to see some of these looks, though. I'm very interested in to see what he's selling.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to figure out, I bet people will either buy it because of DJ Khaled, because, you know, no body shaming, but like, I'm not be able to fit a DJ Khaled tee.
Right.
So I'm going to just keep it, just to keep it, because who really can wear it?
Yeah, it's like a memento. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, put it in your wallet. I got this shirt from DJ Khaled.
We the best t-shirts.
Yeah. Facts.
Okay, I can see it happening.
Yeah.
Okay, lastly, another update has come through on DMX, courtesy of TMZ. They're saying that the test that DMX had performed on him on Wednesday of this week, they're saying they showed no improvement in brain activity since he had been rushed to the hospital, and that he still has little brain function.
So at the time of this recording, DMX still remains in a coma. Put to what we've heard, that the test results are not good. It's been a week or so now, and the family may have to be put up with a tough decision to either keep him on life support or take him off life support.
That ain't no decision you make in a week. I'll tell you that much right there.
Right. Like,
if I'm in a coma and after 7 days, y'all talking about taking me off life support, I'm coming back and I'm haunting everybody.
You got to.
Like, don't do that. I don't think his family will do that fast anyway, though. Like, nah. I think a lot more time go by. I think this is people inferring and making predictions about maybe they'll have to make tough decisions. Because the way TMZ reported it, I don't think whatever their source was said that they're going to have to make the tough decisions. Mm-hmm. I think they just said that there was no improvement. And then whoever wrote the article is like, okay, well, now they might have to start making some tough decisions.
Oh, right, exactly.
But they also said that the family friend and manager, Steve Rifkin, they asked him to fly to New York Friday. So that doesn't seem like a good sign either.
Yeah.
So it's just like, hopefully this can still turn around. Still got faith that the dog will pull through.
He got to. He got to wake up, yo.
Nah. We're still praying for DMX. We're still sending positivity, good vibes, good love and light to DMX and his family, because we definitely want him to pull through.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we're going to end on that prayer note right there.
Yes, we are, yes.
That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms. I'm talking Spotify. I'm talking Apple Podcasts. I'm talking Podbean. I'm talking Stitcher, any podcast app. Subscribe to us up there. Thank you.
Yes.
Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yep. Follow us too on Instagram, Twitter, all social media. I am at Asia Sky.
And I'm at A-Dub.
Have a good weekend, and we will see you Monday with more daily news.
See ya.